I realized when Montgomery started that this was probably the reason we were called to Montgomery. After my house was bombed, and of course all the threats on my husband's life, on my life too, I realized I could have been killed as well, because I was in the house when the bomb hit the front porch with my young baby, and the callers had been calling, and they said that they were going to bomb my house, told my husband they were going to bomb his house and kill his family if he didn't leave town in 3 days. Of course, he didn't leave town in 3 days, and they did bomb the house. So knowing that they meant what they said, because they actually did bomb the house, that they the bomb was not strong enough to destroy the house. But if it had been, then, you know, that would have been very, very sad for all of us, certainly for me and my baby and my husband. But the fact is that I had to deal with the fact that if I continued in the struggle, I too could be killed. And that's when I started praying very seriously about my commitment and whether or not I would be able to stick with my husband to continue in the struggle. And of course, it wasn't that difficult. It was a struggle, but I knew that we were doing the right thing. I always felt that what was happening in Montgomery was part of God's will and purpose. And we were put there to be in the forefront of that struggle. And it wasn't just a struggle relegated to Montgomery, Alabama, the South, but that it had worldwide implications. And I felt really a sense of fulfillment that I hadn't felt before, that this was really what I was supposed to be doing. And it was a great blessing to have discovered this and to be doing what was God's will for your life.